corruption is often thought of as a victimless crime because there's often like there's no ideal victim and ideal perpetrator. But I think that's incorrect lah. So just because it doesn't fit into our common understanding of what a crime is, it doesn't mean that it's entirely victimless. And I think this is something that's worth pursuing for. Studying criminology at a university in Singapore for my bachelor's.
I went for a real estate related role in an agency for a few years prior to joining CPIB. I actually came across some corruption on the news, but I feel like this topic is not something that people usually focus on.
My course of studies was in accounting and finance. After graduating, I was in a compliance role. Doing reviewing audit reports in relation to government grant disbursements. I enjoyed the process of problem solving. The complexity of corruption and white collar crimes was something that drew me to this job.
We will start out with complaints from the public or through CPIB's own intelligence gathering for proactive detection. For us to make very good assessment of a complaint, the complaint must contain a certain detail. So once we assess a complaint as credible, we will register the complaint for formal investigation. And during open investigation, we will conduct interview, we will enter into a suspect premise, we will conduct search, we will seize evidence in relation to corruption offences. We will conduct interview, and our interview are conducted at CPIB by our officers.
So the nature of corruption cases means that it's hard to sometimes collect the good amount of evidence or the types of evidence that we actually need. And a good case actually hinges on having the correct kind of evidence. Sometimes you are talking to members of public, sometimes you are actually talking to accused persons, and sometimes you're just spending a whole day just looking at what you've gathered so far.
Sometimes it's gaining their trust that sometimes it's a bit difficult, and knowing that when they potentially may admit to an offence, how do you treat them, how do you see them, because you are the first person that they are revealing their secrets to. So I think that's something that we have to be mindful and to approach them and treat them as a human being and give them the respect that they are admitting and acknowledging what they are doing.
Sometimes when we charge the person, then you know that the person's family's life may also be affected. Because after all, we are all human beings. I think it's very important not to let emotions actually affect your job. I think you really need to focus on the facts and use the facts to actually solve the case rather than emotions.
To do our job well here, you have to be a team player. There's no such thing as a super investigator here. You have to rely on others if you want to finish a case well here. And I think you also have to be able to think fast on your feet, because sometimes you just have to make quick decisions on the fly. Sometimes there are days where it ends quite late or even it starts quite early. But generally there's good work-life balance here, and it's really just about time management here.
I think my family have been very supportive. My mum will prep breakfast for me every day. And if I go home late, sometimes there will be suppers or late night dinners. And my dad knows that I can't share too much details with him, so he won't ask also. But I know that when I need him, he's there for me.